the guidance of the Black Company, we're still in a position where we're compelled to let darkness wrestle darkness, hoping our hand of darkness triumphs and we can control it after it does so. Ravi Lemna was a reasonable goddess. It would not be natural for her priests to be firebrands, but the Guni have 100 gods and goddesses, great and small, and some of them are a lot less tolerant. Someone shouted, "We should kill them now! They're a greater danger to our way of life than any masked sorcerer 800 miles away." There were still many Taglians who hadn't served in the armies nor traveled south to see what legacy the Shadow Masters had left in the lands retaken from their rule. Men who didn't believe simply because they preferred something else to be true. This was an unending squabble that might not be settled in my lifetime. There was a war on, and as long as we did not yet have it won, the Kill 'em Now school of thinking would remain a distinct minority. But the Kill 'em Later school had plenty of members.
"There aren't more than 50 or 60 of them," the Radish accounted. "How hard can it be to dispose of them once they've outlived their usefulness?"
"Pretty damned hard, I imagine. The Shadow Masters haven't managed. Neither have the Deceivers."
"Steps are being taken."
Interesting. I hadn't seen any sign of that. Time to cruise days gone by, then. Away I went, skipping like a 7-year-old girl, toes coming down every hour or so as I headed toward the last time I checked on the woman. There wasn't much there. A lot of the same stuff. One idea after another bounced off Cordy Mather in the deeps of night. Everyone rejected by Mather, and the more vigorously so, the better the woman seemed to like them. Of more interest was the fact that she started looking for smoke. In fact, she was getting suspicious, though not yet in any major way. Mather kept telling her we were all right, and must have made some arrangement to look out for smoke. We wouldn't just let the old boy starve.
"They hate him, dear. He did everything he could to undercut the Black Company.
They would find a crueler way to get even, after they woke him up, so he could appreciate the pain." Cordy echoed my thoughts perfectly. Starvation would do fine, but I wanted him conscious while he went. Waking up to find himself in our hands might just be enough. He would have a shit hemorrhage. All the way back to my last visit, I found nothing particularly exciting. The woman never said anything interesting, except when she was finished using Mather, and then she said nothing original. Yet I couldn't help thinking that something was going on. She was the Radhi Shadra. Her whole life had been spent aware that everything she said or did might be observed by someone who didn't wish her well. I skipped back to today, but didn't find anything to hurry back to the old man. There would be some excitement when the news from Charandaprash arrived. People would stop thinking as clearly and carefully. I would be back. I took a dive into Smoke's old hiding place before I left. The old annals were right where I'd hidden them. Interesting to note, though, as I departed, that there were crows all over the palace district. One Eye was still cursing when I came out. Cursing again, I learned as I let myself down from the rear of the wagon.